Welcome back to the Workspace Podcast. I am your host, Justin Moran. Today's guest is Marcela Palaez of the Coffee Dream Company. Marcela and her partners import fresh coffee direct from the region of Colombia where she grew up. They actually have an interesting direct-to-consumer model. They are bypassing the wholesale distribution model for now, so you can't find it at your local grocery store, but you can buy it from her directly or on her new Amazon store. I can assure you the coffee is fresh and delicious. I've actually been enjoying it myself at home for the past couple of weeks. So please sit back, listen, and enjoy. So today we're going to talk a little bit about coffee, one of my favorite topics. It's how I start my day. It's how millions and millions of people across the world start their day, Recently, I started using a percolator, and it is sort of reinvigorating my love for coffee. I've been using K-cups forever, and my cousin was at his house one day. He's like, check out this percolator. And I remembered back from my childhood, my grandparents used a percolator. So it was like a smell from my childhood, like brought me back in time. So I went out and bought one, and my coffee experience has upgraded significantly since then. So why is coffee such a big love across the world? What's your opinion on it?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned this this morning, because coffee is not just the cup. It's like the ritual that is behind it.
The ritual, yeah.
And when you mentioned you like the K-cups, but when you use a different method to brew your coffee, you can certainly get different things. So you mentioned that this percolator brought you like your childhood memories.
Yeah.
And that is why coffee cannot be called a commodity anymore. Because when you drink a cup of coffee, you build memories.
Yeah.
You can share very important moments with your family. When I wake up every morning, the first thing I think about is to have a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And while I get this cup of coffee, I can see my kids running around. I'm running, like making breakfast, getting them ready to go to daycare. And just taking every sip makes those moments like more special. And when you use other methods, for example, I like to use the French press sometimes when I really need like a very high dose of caffeine.
Right. It makes a super strong one, right?
Yeah, it makes it super strong. I use also, for example, the Chemex method, which gives you a very smooth cup of coffee, maybe for the end of the day.
Okay.
So that depends on the moment. Because sometimes the very best cup of coffee for me could not be the one for you.
Right.
So you need to know what you like, and then you can find your method.
And it doesn't have to be super expensive.
I mean,
we get crushed with ads about Nespresso and things like that, which is very good. I have an espresso machine myself as well, but it's expensive. I don't always have the pods around because they're not cheap. And the machine itself is, $150 or whatever. But it doesn't take a lot of money to have a nice experience with properly ground coffee. And I say that because I brought some beans to get ground somewhere, and they said, what are you using? And I said, well, I actually have a percolator. And they're like, oh, that's totally different than just grinding them. And I was like, what? I didn't realize there were different levels of grind.
Depends on the preparation.
Right.
Like for example, for the espresso, it needs to be like very, very soft. You need to grind it very well.
Uh-huh.
Like it needs to be like
almost like
the
powder.
Sugar, like powder.
Yeah.
So that you can get a good espresso.
Yeah.
For example, if you make a French press coffee, you need the ground to be big, not that smooth.
Okay.
So that depends on what you like on your coffee. And I'll be happy to teach you anytime.
Yeah.
Like
that'd be cool.
different brew methods so that you can get the best of your coffee every time.
Yeah. Okay. So tell me a little bit about yourself, how you're a coffee expert, I guess.
Well, I was born in Colombia.
Okay.
I grew up in a coffee environment. My father worked for about 25 to 30 years in the National Federation of Coffee Growers of Colombia.
Oh, wow.
So, like, all my life was about coffee. He was, like, taking me to different farms. Well, my family has farms, and I was raised among all these trees. And I remember at the beginning, I didn't like to go that much because of the mosquitoes. But then, like, when I started growing up, I realized this was more than going to a farm.
Mm-hmm.
This was more like a family thing, and we could share a lot of good moments all around the coffee. And my father always very like picky, like bringing coffee home. He was always like trying to to teach us to drink good coffee, to make good preparations of coffee. Mm-hmm. So to me, it was like so natural.
Yeah,
you know, like to me, coffee is my day by day. So I decided to start this company because, well, I moved here because my husband was moved because of his job.
Okay.
And when I recently came, I worked at CVS Health as a senior consultant within strategic procurement. But then I left because I had a baby.
Yeah.
So we're along here. So I decided to stay at home for a while.
Yeah.
But I've always been pretty active.
Okay.
So after a year, I started to look for a job. And I feel like starting to look for a job was frustrating for me.
Uh-huh.
Because it's difficult for a mom to go back to work when you decide to stop. So I said, like, why is this?
Right.
And it kind of touched me. And I said, like, I need to do something by myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
good for you.
And well, I know about coffee. So, and coffee is something that people drink every day.
Yeah.
Like an average American take between 3 and 4 cups of coffee a day. So the market is very interesting.
Yeah, there's enough
and,
of us.
And well, there's a lot of people that take the coffee like on the run. Like they go to maybe Dunkin' Donuts, drive through and take the coffee. But my target is people that want to really have like a very good experience.
Mm-hmm.
Like people that have the time to brew their coffee at home.
People that care about where it's coming from. Yeah, yeah.
Because behind every cup of coffee, there's a history.
Yeah.
So we care about who is harvesting the coffee, who is working on the farms, how are they being treated, no?
Uh-huh. So does the coffee come from the region where you grew up?
Yes.
Oh, it does. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Comes from Quindío, Armenia, Quindío, Colombia.
Okay. So safe to say you personally know some of the families that are in the value chain, harvesting and shipping.
And that's what I was like thrilled about this, because I have the opportunity to bring something that I really know where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So I know what is behind, and there's like a lot of beautiful stories. I have a friend, a very close friend. Her name is Marcela too.
Okay.
And she has a beautiful farms there. And I'm working with her. She has been like a coffee grower for about 10 years now.
Okay.
And I'm also like trying to work with women.
Right.
And to help women. And my team is, we have
it's
a brand
women.
Manager.
Yeah.
She's a woman. We have also like a communication expert. She's also a woman. The person who takes all my photos, she's also a woman from Brazil.
Awesome.
I'm trying to support women because I know how difficult it is for women with kids.
Yes.
Like to move forward on their careers. So I'm trying to build like this coffee dream, like around not only the coffee culture, but also like thinking about a social aspect and also thinking about the environment, because we need to think about the future.
Right.
And I'm sure like if we work together, like with different communities, with women, and always thinking about the future, we can definitely brew a better world.
Nice. So the coffee that you're selling here in the States, is it all packaged overseas and you, or do you bring it in bulk and do the packaging here?
I import the green beans.
Okay.
Because I want to make sure like all my customers get really fresh coffee.
Okay.
So I always roast the coffee.
You roast it here?
I roast it here in Miami.
Oh, wow.
We have a warehouse in Miami.
Okay.
So they roast it there after my client placed the order.
Okay.
So I make sure they get really fresh coffee. So we roast it every time. And for example, the single, like the 12-ounce bags I have, like we normally bring coffee like every week or every 2 weeks. So when I deliver a coffee, it's recently roasted because I really care about freshness.
Yeah, I bet. That sounds it.
If we roast it there, and I always also like pack the coffee according to the customer needs. So, for example, we have a hotel in Cape Cod.
Uh-huh.
So they want fractional packs, 2.5 ounces for their machines. So that's what they get.
Okay. Once. So whatever they need as far as
like packaging,
size and flavor,
exactly.
You can just, you produce to order, basically.
Exactly.
Oh, very good. And what's your distribution strategy like? Who are your some of your customers, you know, who you're going after on a daily basis?
Our target is people over 40 years, people that have the time to brew their coffee at home and to spend more money on coffee.
Uh-huh.
And also hotels, restaurants, coffee shops.
So from a retail perspective, you have to like specialty coffee retailers, or is it sent direct to consumer?
I'm not interested, for example, in being in a supermarket.
Oh, really? Okay.
No. I just want to really like go to people that really understand what they're taking a good cup of coffee.
Right, right. So it's direct to consumer.
Exactly.
And how do people reach you? On your website or?
Yes. And right now, like, we're also about to start to sell in Amazon.
Oh, okay.
So I think that by the first week of November, people, we will be able to get our products in Amazon.
Okay. How has that been? I heard that's really challenging to start selling on Amazon.
Well, so far the experience has been good.
Yeah.
I was supposed to have that ready before, but I moved from a partnership to a sole proprietorship because my partner withdrew from the partnership.
Okay.
So I needed to like update all the documents
and
for tax purposes. So that's why it kept me away like for like a delay of 2 weeks or something like that. But some people would be able to order.
What do they search for? What's the brand?
The Coffee Dream Company.
The Coffee Dream Company. Okay. So if one of your customers describes an experience that they want to provide for whoever's enjoying the coffee they're buying, can you sort of design or create a coffee that speaks to that experience?
Yes, absolutely. We have a customer in Cape Cod, his hotel, and they called us because they didn't like the coffee they were offering to their guests. And we went to visit them and they told us what they wanted in their coffee. And then with our master roaster, we designed for them a special blend. Well, they were happy to try it. We made like a coffee taste and we invited people from around the area. They invited people from the police and fire department to come to the coffee taste. That was a great morning. And we gave them like the coffee they were using and our blend. And it was hidden, you know, like they didn't know which cup was
a blind taste.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And they all were like so happy and saying like, yeah, no, we like this much better. We like this much better. And it was our coffee.
Nice.
And then they decided to move forward with us, with our coffee. And it was great to know that they were planning to just offer coffee for breakfast.
Uh-huh.
And they end up offering coffee during the day because all the guests wanted to, for example, take coffee to the beach because they are like a hotel very close to the beach.
Sure.
And they end up asking them for coffee during the whole day.
Yeah.
So it was a great thing.
I can see how that's a good match. It's probably a different kind of coffee you want to drink to get charged up to go to work versus a coffee that gives you the nice experience that
exactly.
you can enjoy throughout the day on vacation.
Exactly. It's a very different experience.
Sure, sure. So you're designing a blend just for them based upon the experience that they want their guests to enjoy.
Exactly.
Awesome. I could see why you don't want to be in a supermarket then, because it's not a product that's for mass consumption or mass production, if you will. It truly is the experience that you're providing.
Yeah, it's unique. I mean, like, to me, coffee is not the coffee I go and get in the supermarket.
Right.
It's more than that. So I really want to make sure my customers are happy and that they get the best, because we all deserve the best from the seat to the cup.
Yeah.
So I'm working on that and I'm happy to share what I know. I also have had people that come into my house and I've been teaching them different brew methods and they left happy.
Yeah, I bet.
And they go and buy different kind of methods to brew their coffee at home. And then they call me and share those experiences with me. And I'm happy to teach them and to teach the people that really cares about what they're drinking.
Right. Do you participate in coffee forums online? I'm sure there's communities online for coffee lovers. Are you participating in some of those to try to introduce your blends?
I haven't done that yet. What I'm trying to do right now is, with the help of my husband, He's studying an MBA and he's trying like to put like all his learning in our company.
Nice.
So we're gonna try to make a series of videos in YouTube to teach people. So soon you will see a lot of different things. We're gonna also try to make interviews with women that are working like in a coffee, in the coffee industry too. And that's what we're gonna try to do.
Awesome.
To share our experience and our love for the coffee.
Yeah, YouTube is a great platform for that. I mean, I can already see it in my mind, like in the fields in Colombia. I'm sure you'll be able to get some of that and all the way through to shipping to the roaster and then back to the customer. So
I have some videos in Instagram and Facebook.
Cool.
The roasting process, the pulping process of the coffee. So you can check it. It's very nice.
Yeah, I would think that if you're a real coffee connoisseur, you want to know exactly where it's coming from and precisely how it's prepared. So I think that'll go a long way to getting even more fans of your coffee. So how can people reach you? What's your website? What's the best way to reach out to you if people are interested?
TheCoffeeDreamCo.com.
TheCoffeeDreamCo.com. Okay.
There's like a contact link sure. there. You can certainly call me. There's my phone number there. Shoot me an email and I'd be happy to deliver the coffee.
Awesome. So people just describe exactly what kind of coffee they want for the type of day that they're having and can
make a suggestion.
You can make a suggestion.
And teach them the way to brew their coffee. And that's what we do.
Awesome. Well, it's a great story. Thanks so much for sharing it with us.
No, thanks to you, Justin, for inviting me. And by the way, your place is just great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Awesome. Maybe you'll come back after, you know, you launch some of these new videos and different marketing messages. If you want to come back and talk.
I'd love to.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I'd love to. That would be awesome.
Cool. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Marcela Palaez of the Coffee Dream Company. If you enjoyed today's episode, please hit that subscribe button, leave a review, and share with your friends. The Workspace Podcast can be found on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. If you have any interest in podcasting, please don't hesitate to reach out. The best way to find me is info@workspacema.com. Thanks for listening today, and we'll see you on the next one.